ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯೋ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯೋ ಯಶೋ ಜಯೋ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಜಯೋ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯೋ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯೋ ಜಯೋ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯೋ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯೋ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವರ ಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವೈನ್ಗ್ರೇ ಸಭಯ ಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬಿಪಿಟಿ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹೆಚ್ ಡಿ ವೈನ್ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವರ ಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವೈನ್ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಜಯ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನ್ ಭಟ್ಟ ರಘುನಾಥ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಟ್ಟದಾಸರ ಗುನಾಥ ಷಡ್ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಗನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಬ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ಸಿ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಮಥುರಾ ದ್ವಾರಕಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ನವದ್ವೀಪ ಮಾಯಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಬಲದೇವ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಗಂಗಾಮಯ್ಯ ಜಮುನಾಮಯ್ಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಭಕ್ತಿದೇವಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಸಮವೇದ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಕಲಿಗುಪಾವನ್ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ. ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ. All glories to assembled devotee, all glories to assembled devotee, all glories to assembled, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಟಿಕೀ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಓಮಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 30, Text Number 34. Kindly repeat after me. Chaturbhujam tam purusham Drishtva sa krita kilbisha Bitah papata sirasa पादयोरसुरद्विषः चतुर्भुजं तं पुरुषं दृष्ट्वा स कृतकिल्बिषः भीतः पपात शिरसा पादयोरसुरद्विषः चतुर्भुजं तं पुरुषं दृष्ट्वा स कृतकिल्बिषः भीतः पपातः शिरसा पादयोरसुरद्विषः चतुर्भुजं तं पुरुषं दृष्ट्वा स कृतकिल्बिषः दीतपपातशिरसा पादयोरसुरद्विषः चतुर्भुजं तं पुरुषं दृष्ट्वा स कृतकिल्बिषः दीतपपातशिरसा पादयोरसुरद्विषः चतुर्भुजं तं पुरुषं दृष्ट्वा स कृतकिल्बिषः भीतः पपातः शिरसा पादयोरसुरद्विषः चतुर्भुजं फोर आर्म्ड तं दैट पुरुषं पर्सनालिटी दृष्ट्वा सीन सह He, Kritakilbishah, having committed an offense, Bhitah, afraid, Papata, fell, Shirasa, with his head, Padayoho, at the feet, Asuradvisha, of the Supreme Lord, the enemy of the demons. Translation by The disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Then, seeing that four-armed personality, the hunter became terrified of the offense he had committed and he fell down, placing his head upon the feet of the enemy of the demons. So as this verse does not have purport, so we'll take few more verses till the purport is there. So text number 35. अजानता कृतमिदं पापेन मधुसूदन शन्तुम अर्हसि पापस्य उत्तम श्लोकमे अनग। जरा सेड, ओ लॉर्ड मधुसूदन, आई एम अ मोस्ट सिंपल पर्सन, आई हैव कमिटेड दिस एक्ट आउट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस। ओ प्योरेस्ट लॉर्ड, ओ उत्तम श्लोक, प्लीज फॉरगिव दिस सिनर। टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। यस्यानुस्मरणं नृणाम् अज्ञानध्वान्तं नाशनम् वदन्ति तस्य ते विष्णो मया साधं कृतं प्रभो। ओ लॉर्ड विष्णु, द लर्नेड से दैट फॉर एनी मैन कॉन्स्टेंट रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ यू विल डिस्ट्रॉय द डार्कनेस ऑफ इग्नोरेंस। ओ मास्टर, आई हैव रॉन्ग्ड यू। टेक्स्ट 37।
तन्माशु जहि वैकुंठ पाप्मानं मृगलब्धुकं यथा पुनरहं त्वेवं न कुर्यां सदतिक्रमं।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट। देयरफोर, ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ वैकुंठ, प्लीज किल दिस सिनफुल हंटर ऑफ एनिमल्स इमीडिएटली सो ही मे नॉट अगेन कमिट सच ऑफेंसेस अगेंस्ट सेंटली पर्सन्स। परपोर्ट। श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर एक्सप्लेन्स दैट द फैक्ट्रिसिडल बैटल ऑफ द यदु डायनेस्टी एंड द हंटर्स अटैक अपॉन लॉर्ड कृष्णा आर क्लियरली एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स इंटरनल पोटेंसी फॉर द पर्पज ऑफ फुलफिलिंग द लॉर्ड्स पास टाइम डिजायर्स। अकॉर्डिंग टू द एविडेंस, द क्वारल अमंग द मेंबर्स ऑफ द यदु डायनेस्टी ऑकर्ड एट सनसेट। देन द लॉर्ड सैट डाउन ऑन द बैंक ऑफ द सरस्वती रिवर। It is stated that a hunter then arrived with the intention of killing a deer. But it is highly unlikely when more than 560 million warriors had just been killed in a great uproarious battle and the place had been flooded with blood and strewn with corpses, that a simple hunter would somehow come along trying to kill a deer. Since deer are by nature fearful and timid, how could any deer possibly be on the scene of such a huge battle? And how could a hunter calmly go about his business in the midst of such carnage? Therefore, the withdrawal of the Yadu dynasty and Lord Krishna's own disappearance from this earth were not material historical events. They were instead a display of the Lord's internal potency for the purpose of winding up his manifest pastime on earth.
मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुम लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिनं श्री चैतन्येश्वरं परमानंद माधवं असाधुना साधुता दैनतिनीचोच्चतकर हनामं चा कदाचिं प्रेमना मत कंठ विस्फुरं।
हरे कृष्ण। So I seek blessing from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this subject matter which has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord's disappearance, the disappearance of the Yadu dynasty and verse where Jara is already, Jara has hit Lord's lotus feet. So it's really, really difficult. Now, sometimes you don't want to do certain things. You try to avoid, and the same thing comes to you to do that. So similarly, I was trying to think that I should avoid this pastime. My turn of classes come after some time. But the same verse, which is like very difficult to speak on. So this verse, text number 34, which is there on the board, Chaturbhujam tam purusham drishtvasa krita kilbisha bhita papata shirasa padayor asura dvisha. So the Jara in the last verse in 33, the hunter,
he has mistook Lord's lotus feet as a face of a deer or a mruga. The explanation about Jara, generally here, his name is, the hunter's name is, interestingly, is Jara. So, and Jara is also referred to old age. And Srimad Bhagavatam, in fourth canto, Jara is the daughter of a time. And here, that daughter of a time, or the name Jara, that hunter's name, is hitting the Lord's lotus feet. Who is the fear? Who's been feared by the fear personified? Apannam sanskritim ghoram yannam vivasho grunam tato sadhya vimuchyeta yad viveti swayam bhayam. The holy name of the Lord is so powerful. Or by chanting that holy name, and one who is chanting that holy name, he has been freed from this difficult to overcome cycle of birth and death. And by that hearing that holy name, that even a fear personified is fearful. So it's unlikely that the form of the Lord can overcome by such an act which Jara is displaying. Another point over here is that Jara is speaking these verses just like some devotee is speaking these verses. So how come a hunter has such a knowledge? Either two things. Means he was trained in this knowledge, that about Lord's form, Lord's glories. Or as soon as he saw the form of the Lord, so his transformation has taken place. Just like in case of Dhruva Maharaj, before he could see the Lord's form, he was not able to speak anything. As soon as Lord's touch happened, Lord touched Dhruva Maharaj's forehead with the conch shell, and he started speaking verses glorifying the Lord's form and Lord's holy name. So this is unlikely that where he is saying, this is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. He is saying, I have been engaged in the sinful activities so far. And similarly, we see Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that, Amara jivana sada paperata, nahi ko punne ralesh. And he is saying the same thing over here, that I have been committing so many sinful activities. And another thing is that, yasyanusmaranam drunam. By constant remembrance of your form, your holy name, can destroy the ignorance of someone's life. And what is that ignorance? Jivero swarupahaya krishnara nityadas. So by constantly remembering the Lord's pastime, Lord's holy name, or chanting the holy name of the Lord, they revives the conditional soul's forgotten identity. So he's saying that the yasyanusmaranam, and the same thing Lord Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita, mam anusmara yuddhascha, anusmar. Here also he's saying anusmaram. Third thing which need to be understood over here is that Jara has hit an arrow at Lord's lotus feet. So it's unlikely if you hit on your toe of lotus feet or something like that, by that can cause a death of someone. So in Mahabharata war, we can see that, and that story, that famous story, where at the end of the war, means everything was over. Duryodhana was killed, and Lord Krishna was coming back. I mean, towards Pandavas were coming back to their camp. And as they reached their camp, so Lord Krishna asked Arjuna to get down first from the chariot. So Arjuna was bewildered. Why? Generally, the charioteer gets down and then he helps the one who is riding the chariot, one who is in the chariot. But here, now Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, now you first get down from the chariot. So Arjuna followed the instruction of the Lord and he got down. And after he got down, Lord Krishna got down from chariot. And as soon as Lord Krishna got down from chariot, the chariot was set, like it was blasted on the spot. And it was pieces everywhere. So seeing this, Arjuna got more bewildered. And he asked Lord Krishna that, what happened? First you asked me to get down. And the second thing, the chariot which was given, like Agnideva has given that chariot, the celestial chariot, that got burned down to ashes. What is this? So Lord Krishna told him that, Arjuna, whom you were fighting with, they were not some ordinary people. Bhishma, Dronacharya, Karna, and Krupacharya, all these great warriors, they were also having celestial weapons with them. And so many warriors have used these celestial weapons against you. But they could not make any effect, or they could not show their power, because I was sitting on the chariot. If I would have got down from the chariot, they would have taken that effect and you would have burned with the chariot. So therefore I asked you to first get down. And then I got down. So many celestial weapons failed in the presence of Krishna. How can a simple, which is not even, hunter will not have any celestial weapon. Can have an effect where Lord, I mean, he could make Lord leave this world. So this is the point to be understood, that so many celestial weapons could not do anything. When the real battle took place on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So the essence is that this particular pastime of Lord's disappearance, or Yadu dynasty has been disappearing from this scene, is nothing but the illusion created by the Lord. So the Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur says that this is like only illusion. It is not even taken place. Just like Mahabharata war happened actually. And another interesting reason which Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur gives that. So somebody might think, why then? How could Arjuna, who is a Lord's eternal associate, he believes that and he gives that news to Yudhishthir Maharaj, isn't it? He has also seen that particular, because Yudhishthir Maharaj was waiting, you know, that Arjuna has not come so long, so far. So how could Arjuna believe if it is illusion? So he gives that interesting reason that actually Lord made Arjuna to believe this incident so that Pandava's prem, the love of Pandavas in Karunaras, prem in Karunaras should increase and they leave this material world as soon as possible. So increasing Pandava's love in Karuna Ras, Lord arranged that Arjuna believed that, okay, this is the real incident that Krishna left this world. And one more interesting reason he gives, many of the speakers have spoken, but again I will emphasize that. And another reason he gives that, to increase the wrong philosophy, because Kali Yuga is going to set in, and the feature of Kali Yuga is that the atheist non-believers, they also need some support to propagate their philosophy. So in that order, Lord Krishna arranged this pastime of disappearance of Yadu dynasty. So the conclusion is that this pastime is just an illusion created by the Lord in order to achieve so many different aims which Lord has. So now what I would like to focus today, this 37th verse which Jara is speaking over here. Tanmasu jahi vaikunta papamanam mriga lubdakam yatha punar aham tvaevam na kuryam sad atikramam. Therefore, O Lord of Vaikunta, please kill this sinful hunter of animals immediately, so he may not again commit such offenses against the saintly person. So his prayer is very interesting. He's saying, death is better than committing an offense. Means, please kill me. And I would like to take the same thread which Vrachandra Prabhu said yesterday regarding how Dukhi became Sukhi when she was serving in the house of Srivas Thakur. And essentially this pastime of Yadu dynasty disappearing is a very important point Lord is emphasizing here. That in devotee's home, that Dukhi is becoming Sukhi. And even if someone is in my own home, in my own house, if they are displeasing my servant, even if they are Sukhi, they will become Dukhi. So this is what Lord is trying to emphasize through this pastime. That sad atikramam. Serving the great souls can make Dukhi into Sukhi. But offending a great soul can make Sukhi into Dukhi. And that does not matter with whom he belongs to or what position he has. Being a son of Lord Krishna himself, who transgressed the etiquette and that caused such a big destruction. And therefore Jara's prayer here is very, very interesting. So he is asking, please give me death, but please protect me from offenses. And if you see, I'm just thinking on this line. This is one understanding which I have. Before 10th canto begins, that is 9th canto, Krishna's pastime begins. 9th canto, if you see the stories of 9th canto, they are basically is about how someone is offending some devotee. And you take a story of Maharaj Ambarish and Durvasa. So Durvasa Muni misunderstood Maharaj Amrish, that was like kind of offense he committed. And he has to go through so much of difficulties. Then, Sauvari Muni, pastime comes. And that also indicates the offense towards a Vaishnava. He misunderstood Garurji. So he took a role of protecting someone. Earlier, Durvasa Muni took position of protecting Dharma. How can Kshatriya breaks his rule? Or Atithi are or he is breaking the rule? So, kind of protecting Dharma. Then, another pastime comes in 9th canto is Sons of Sagar Maharaj. They misunderstand. They misunderstood Kapil Muni. That he is stolen our horse. And that results into such a big destruction. Then, again, 9th canto talks about Ravana. That Lord Ram's pastime comes. And Ravana is taking away the Lord's energy. Offending the devotee of the Lord. And he is getting destroyed. So, if someone wants absorption in Krishna Lila and in the holy name, what he has to protect himself from the offenses towards Vaishnavas. So 9th canto sets that mood that we are entering into this sacred place of Krishna's Leela, Krishna's pastime. So if someone has an offensive mentality, he will not be able to absorb himself in Krishna Leela. Or in the holy name of the Lord. And 11th canto, it opens up with the same thing, like Krishna Lila ho gaya. And 11th canto, first chapter, talks about Lord Krishna's sons. They are offending Narada, all the sages assembled at Pindarakshetra. As Brachandra Prabhu yesterday was saying, day before yesterday, that was the disappearance day we were celebrating of Srivas Thakur, at whose place Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed another Rasthali of Kali Yuga. The same person was offended. See, Srivas Thakur was a Narad Muni in Chaitanya Lila. And in that Kshetra, where all the sages assembled, there was Narad Muni was present. Kanva, Vishwamitra and all other sages. So this devotee is offended. Means sons of Lord Krishna offended such sages. And the result that we are, and the whole, 11th canto is based on that incident. So that severe, now that grave is that offenses towards the Vaishnava. That we will not be able to absorb ourselves, will not be able to focus on core practices of Krishna consciousness if such mentality continues. And here it's interesting that the 11th, same 11th canto talks about, I was discussing this with Rasikraman Prabhu. So regarding, here, he is a Mruga Lubdakam. He is a hunter. Mruga. A Mruga generally is a wild animal. Pashu is a pet animal. So Mruga Lubdakam, he is a hunter of a wild animal. And any any avatar of the Lord has been is been spoken. Kar Bhajan Muni talks about that taktya sudastijam surepsitam rajya lakshmim dharmishta arya vachasa yad gad aranyam. माया मृगम दैत अप्सितम अन्वधावम वंदे महापुरुष ते चरणारविंदम। सो हु इज अ माया मृगम? माया मृगम इज अ टॉय इन द हैंड ऑफ इल्यूजरी एनर्जी। हु इज दैट? कंडीशन लिविंग एंटिटी। So that conditioned living entity who is chasing the illusory energy, illusory pleasure in this material world, Maya Mrugam, to save them from that illusory energy or that their absorption in illusory energy, Lord Krishna has taken avatar, or Lord Chaitanya has appeared. And therefore, because he has appeared to save fallen conditioned soul, Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So I worship that lotus feet. I offer my respectful obeisances to that lotus feet, who has descended to this material world to save this condition, all these conditioned souls. Means Krishna has appeared to save all these conditioned souls who are like the instrument in the hand of material energy. That same, like how Jara is mistook Lord's lotus feet as a mrugam. So this is what happens. The spiritual is been misunderstood material. And when a spiritual potency or a spiritual name, fame, pastime of the Lord, when it is misunderstood as material, and here the Jara is thinking that lotus feet where all the devotees, they take shelter. He is considering that lotus feet as his object of sense enjoyment or object of living. And that is what has been displayed over here. He is saying, now I have understood. Please save me from such mentality or from such offenses towards the great souls, that I should not take them, the great soul, or great things, or the tadiya of yours, to be something material. And that is what happens with the sadhaka, that he does not understand that what is material and what is spiritual. He misunderstands or he mistakes. And therefore, he keeps committing offense, aparad. So the meaning of aparad is very interesting. Apa means one, the thing which takes away or taking away, apa means. And radha means flow of affection. Or radha also indicates radha. Radha is worship also, radha or flow of affection. So aparadha means that which takes you away from worship of Krishna. That is aparadha. Or that which takes you away from Radharani. Radharani is internal potency of Krishna. And Krishna does not need anyone else than Radharani. If in someone's life is Radharani, the spiritual potency, spiritual energy has gone away, Krishna has nothing to do with that person. So that is the aparad. So every, whatever action we create, or whatever action we do, one is a physical effect, but the most important is that any action, what we perform, that has a subtle implication also. So whenever we perform that, it influences our subtle body, any action. And when, what is that influence? It gets imprinted, or they create impressions on subtle body. So any aparad or any action which is taking away from Krishna or taking away from the Radharani, they create impressions on the mind or on subtle body. And when it keeps, when impressions are created, then we keep committing the offenses again and again. And that becomes a cycle, a deadly cycle. So to avoid such repetition, we have to be very conscious about our actions, and especially those actions which are creating such upheaval in our spiritual life. So how do we understand that my actions are going towards offensive mentality or having offense, means creating offenses? So Jiva Goswami in Sandarbhas, he gives five indications. These five main reasons he talks about. That what happens if somebody is committing these actions of performing aparad. So what are the symptoms appears in that sadhaka's life or in that practitioner's life? So he talks about the first thing happens that in that devotee's or in that sadhaka's life, Kautilyata appears. Kautilyata means crookedness. And Jiva Goswami gives example of Duryodhana in this regard. What is crookedness? Crookedness, he says, that means to be it is dishonest in one's behavior. That is to act and speak while maintaining a hidden motives. That is Kautilyata. To act and speak while maintaining a hidden motive. And why he gives example of Duryodhana? Because we know that story, that how Duryodhana arranged such a big feast for Lord Krishna so that he can favor him and abandon Pandavas. But Lord Krishna understood that intention, that in crookedness of Duryodhana, and he did not take that feast, or he did not honor that feast over there. He directly went to Vidura, who is so innocent, simple. So Jiva Goswami warns all of us that it's that dishonest behavior, having hidden motives, is a symptom in person's life that he is committing offenses. The another, I'm not going in much detail, I'm just, this time is already coming closer. The second point he says that, Ashraddha. That this devotee starts losing his faith. Although seeing the miracles or the power of the potency of the bhakti is being displayed in front of him, he will think, yes, this is all like something magic. So that Ashraddha, actually, when one starts practicing Krishna consciousness, even on a sadhana stage is basically to develop love for Krishna. Sadhana, what all of our acharya has given sadhana, so that one day we develop love for Krishna. Sadhana is not disconnected from pure devotion of the Lord. But when, while practicing sadhana bhakti, if we are not developing faith and we are losing faith in practice of devotional service, then we must understand that mentally some offenses in the past or in the present or in the past we have performed. And he gives the example of Duryodhana itself. For this reason also, Ashraddha, that Lord Krishna displayed his universal form, still Duryodhana thought it is a magic. Lord Krishna is performing. Ye kuch to magic hai. So similarly, in a practitioner's life, this may happen that, okay, he can see, oh, the Hare Krishna mantra, the bhakti is transforming so many people. But he will say, no, because of some other reason they must be getting transformed. So we do not develop that much Shraddha, or we develop faithlessness in the practice of Krishna. So Arjuna, when he saw universal form in Bhagavad Gita, he immediately accepts, Krishna, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. And when Duryodhana sees that, he says that he is a magician. So this is the effect of offensive mentality, that Ashraddha. The third thing which Jiva Goswami says, that Bhagavan Nishta Chavaka Vastasta Abhinivesha, that absorption in other objects that erode one's faith in Supreme Personality. So the third thing he says, that absorption in other objects that erodes faith. Well, you develop attraction or absorption in such object where you start decreasing, or which erodes your faith. And he gives an interesting example. Jiva Goswami gives this. Is of Gajendra. So Gajendra, as a Indradumna Maharaj, in his previous life, offended Agastya Muni. And why, he says, because those who are in the knowledge, those who are ignorant about devotee and offenses, for them, there might be bhakti can give effect, means bhakti can display that effect, how powerful it is. But those who know what to do and what not to do, and still do things which are not supposed to be done, the reaction is quite severe. So here, Indradumna Maharaj knew that to respect great soul is important than one's own sadhana. But still he neglected that principle. That is what Jiva Goswami tells. And therefore, in the next birth, in the life of Gajendra, in the elephant's life, in the first half, till the time crocodile attacked, till that time he was absorbed in sense gratification. And that was the reason Jiva Goswami gives. That what happens, slowly, things which are not connected to Krishna start attracting us more than the core principles or the core devotion to the Lord. This is the third effect. And the fourth effect, which he says, that bhakti shaitilya, slackening of devotional practices, or slackening one's bhakti. And initially one has absorption, and this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also talks in which is that? Madhurya Kadambini. That in the initially, someone has an enthusiasm and everything, like whoever he sees like a pure devotee. And gradually he starts spending time with the devotees, and he starts thinking, I am better than all other devotees. I am the only best person over here. that initial enthusiasm of a bhakti that goes down because of aparadha. Bhakti shaitilata comes. Your enthusiasm to chant, your enthusiasm to hear, your enthusiasm to be in the association of the devotees, that takes a back seat. And you become enthusiastic with all other things. Means your enthusiasm does not go away, but that enthusiasm remains for other things than bhakti. So that is bhakti shaitilata, he says. And fifth, which he says that it's like a janani of all other offenses, like the, and what he says that is a bhaktyadi kritabhi manitvam, ki bhakti ka pride, to be proud of one's spiritual position or spiritual practices, that is deadliest of all, he says. Why? Because he maintains that position to be a great, and because in that position or in that absorption in oneself, being a great devotee or being a great practitioner, so he keeps committing offenses again and again, again and again, again and again. It is better to lose faith, it is better to go away from devotional service, but remaining in that circle, remaining in the devotees association and committing offenses again and again, that is very, very deadly. And that one has to be very careful. And that is what, and he gives the example, Jiva Goswami gives the example of Maharaj Daksha. And in that story, in the previous life, he being like, he just got disturbed because Lord Shiva did not offer him that expected honor. So that time he committed offenses. And again, in the next life, when he became a son of Pracheta, again the same position, he committed offenses, again the lotus feet of Narad Muni, again Narad Muni. So he wants that what devotee has to be very, very careful. Actually, when we perform devotional service, it should increase the humility. And the anutva of a living entity should be realized as we practice a proper devotional service under the guidance of Guru and the association of the devotees. But when devotional service which does not create anutva but it creates vibhutva in you, that is we have to be careful about. And therefore here Jara, what is asking, please give me death, it is better than having this mentality of committing offenses at the lotus feet of great personalities. And that is what we have to be careful, even with the holy name. Inattentive chanting is the janani or mother of all offenses, we say. So we should not take this holy name also. And here, the Chaturbhuj form, Lord Krishna, whose spiritual body is been misunderstood by Jara, is something like. Similarly, the holy name of the Lord, which is spiritual in nature, we should not misunderstand that. It's something material, sound vibration. And we should not become inattentive towards the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, devotees in Japa meditation, Dhanudhar Maharaj writes, what should be our mentality when we approach such spiritual personalities or holy name of the Lord to the form? We should praying. And what should be our prayers? He says that, please, oh my Lord, allow me to feel affection for you when I chant your holy name or I come in front of your holy form or deities or I associate with your devotees. Please allow me to feel affection for the holy name, for deities. And another prayer he says that, please allow my heart to melt at least once in a lifetime. Ek bar, pure life mein, devotional career mein or devotional practices mein. Once, if my heart melts while chanting your holy name by taking darshan of the Lord, that will be success of my spiritual life. So this prayerful mood and awareness of our anutva, means insignificance, can protect us from having such mentality towards devotees, towards the holy name and towards the form of the Lord. So this is what here Jara is praying to the Lord. Please protect me from this offenses. Sudama Prabhu, I think Sudama Prabhu, or I don't remember. But he says, what is offense? Offense means off Krishna conscious, means Krishna consciousness se off ho gaye, and the fence of the devotees is been taken away. Although you are standing in front of terrorist, means the one who is giving you a protection, wo protection nikal liya aur terrorist ke samne khada ho gaya vyakti. And then you will think, are iski goli kaam nahi karegi mujh par. No, no. Then we are off the fence. So I'll stop here. Thank you all very much. If there is any question, any doubt, one question we can take it up. Already time is over. Or you can ask me in person. Kindly forgive me. I have spoken much more beyond my realization. I am trying to practice these principles. Kindly bless me. Grantharaj Srinivad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hitai Gaur Premanandaya.